It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
All right.
And if you haven't heard it before, it's pretty simple. I read a headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then you'll be entered into a raffle to get a one-on-one celebrity workout session with none other than Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Wow.
That won't last long.
But if they don't care, you're entered into a much smaller raffle, where if you're selected, you'll be thrown into the ring with Yuri Foreman, also known as the Russian Barracuda, who dominated the heavyweight division in professional boxing for a mandatory 12-round match on pay-per-view.
Oh, my God!
Even if you're KO'd in round one, they will continue the fight for another 11 rounds.
Wow, that is sad.
People need their entertainment right
now. Okay, apparently.
I'd pay for that.
You better care. So let's just get into this. Your first headline... The auction that rocked the world just happened, and you probably didn't even know about it. Care or don't care?
Ooh, I care.
I don't like to be left out. I care.
I don't really care. Why didn't I hear about it already?
Well, here we go. When you think of the greatest artists of all time, you think of names like Da Vinci, Picasso, mm-hmm. Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Well, now you might be adding the name Beeple to that list. I say that because Beeple, whose real name is Mike Winkleman, he created a piece of art back in May 2007.
Okay.
That art consisted of one digital picture every single day for 5,000 straight days.
Wow, that's cool.
So he's been working on this for a while.
Yeah.
And what he did is he took all 5,000 shots, put them together into one enormous picture.
Okay.
We have a photo of it right here.
Okay. So it's just a giant collage. Photos. And it's not even like, you know, sometimes they take the pictures and then they rearrange them so it becomes another image.
Right. So it would like look like Abraham Lincoln when you put them all together.
That's not the case. That's not the case here, though.
This is just a random assortment.
Okay.
Yeah. So they turned it into a digital-only artwork, meaning this one piece only exists online in one place.
That's the new thing, right?
Yeah.
Like it's it's like the NFTs, just like they would do blockchain or something. They use the same technology, it's blowing up in the art world.
So I can't screenshot this?
No, you can, but it's not worth anything.
It's not the original.
It's not the original. Just like you can take a picture of the Mona Lisa, but it's not worth anything.
Wow. Right.
So anyway, Beeple's art, titled Every Day's the First 5,000 Days, went on the auction block last weekend, and it just sold for $70 million.
Okay, I'm sorry. The Polaroid collage on my bedroom wall is cooler than this.
There were bidders from 11 different countries on this, and 22 million people tuned in to the auction website to witness the final moments of the bidding.
It's the future of art.
I know, but everybody's worried. Is it hype or is it legit?
Like,
this artwork fetched the highest price ever for an online-only auction.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I would say worth one picture a day for 5,000 days. Worth the time he put into that.
Yeah, let's go to your next headline. Worst vacation ever.
Dude,
care or don't care?
Great impression.
Of what?
Comic
what was the vacation?
Guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, comic book guy.
Fantastic, Jeff. I care. Just
I don't know. I could hear about a bad vacation right now.
I don't care. I don't want to hear about bad vacations. I want to hear about good ones.
All right. We got enough cares anyway. There's a guy named Matt Shirley on Instagram, and every day he posts a new funny chart or graph or map on his page.
Okay.
So recently he asked his 389,000 Instagram followers to tell him the worst tourist attraction in their area to create a new map for that.
Ooh, that's good. That is a good map.
After the responses poured in, he put the map up. Some of the top picks for worst tourist spots include Leela's Hair Museum in Independence, Missouri. Leela was a hairdresser for over 40 years. She collected the clippings and then formed them into art pieces and then set them in frames.
Oh,
I don't like that.
You can see them all at Leela's Hair Museum.
Who goes to that and is like smelling
murderers?
The hair?
I don't know.
Another one that made the list was the Gopher Hole in Torrington, Alberta.
What?
It features stuffed gophers posing to resemble everyday people.
Oh,
and you have to look inside of the gopher holes in order to see these displays.
Oh, that's kind of sketchy.
Why would I go to these places? See, I told you I am desperate for any vacation. I don't care where I go.
The one that everyone is in agreement on for the worst tourist spots is the world's tallest filing cabinet in Vermont.
That That's awful.
No, but how tall is it?
I don't know.
It's located in Burlington, Vermont. It's 38 drawers tall.
Whoa.
It's made out of real metal filing cabinets welded on top of each other into a giant, skinny, towering pile of drawers.
Oh, man.
But why?
Because it's going to kill someone someday.
You can't even open any of the drawers. You just stand in front of the cabinet and take your picture. So there you go.
You still going there?
I'm in.
Start planning your vacation now. Let's go to your next headline. The mysterious cold case police aren't really sure they should even solve.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
I love this stuff.
I listen to crime podcasts every day. I care.
For criminal investigators, it's extremely frustrating when you have a high-profile crime that you just can't solve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening in Iowa right now. Because for years, police have desperately been trying to crack one of the state's most heinous crimes with no luck. It happened back in March 2015 when a burglar broke into a truck parked outside of a senior home at around 3 in the morning. And the evidence suggests the suspect entered the vehicle by smashing the driver's side door open.
Okay.
Apparently, before he left, the thief stole a plastic baggie filled with dog feces.
Ew, what? Bro.
Why is this? Why are we talking about this? Why would they even care?
They haven't found the criminal yet.
Yeah, but who?
Why do they need to?
Police have valued the stolen property at around $1.
It's not property.
This is disgusting.
The owner wants it back.
I mean, I appreciate the owner picks up after its dog, but don't leave it in your car, man.
This is like really picking up after your dog.
There's a lot of wrong things.
So yes, it's been years, but to this day, the owner of that truck still goes down to the police station every month.
What?
Demanding that they put more resources on this case to find the poo-poo perpetrator.
Imagine he walks down the street and he smells poop and he's like,
clue, I got a clue. Got a break.
If you have any leads, any contacts, somebody, some information, make sure that you contact the police department in Iowa and let them know what happened to that dog poo.
Right, I don't think that's going to be making one of your podcasts.
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
I can't wait for the Netflix special on that.
The dog poop bandit.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
What?
A Yamaha. That's
like it.
Care or don't care.
Honda. They're all laughing.
I know, they're all fun. It's Care or Don't Care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.